4.4 Star Pagination. Star pagination isn't as popular as it used to be in terms of writing technique and citation technique. You don't see it as much as you used to, so I wouldn't feel a lot of pressure to know star pagination in and out, but I would like you to at least know what it means and give it a try. So once you understand how it works, it's really not that tough. It's just a way of identifying within a book what page you would be in had you been in the official publication instead of an unofficial publication. It also works online. The online Westlaw and Lexis sites include star pagination references, so when you're online, you might see a number 277, for instance, in the middle of a paragraph, and you're wondering, what the heck is that for? Well, that's a star pagination. Here we have an upside-down T, which is an inverted T break. That indicates on the website here, that indicates that the page 277 in the official publication would start at this point. The first word on that page, on page 277, would be the word not. So it's kind of a way to be able to pinpoint to publications that you don't actually have access to. Now, with online research, it's very easy to switch over by just clicking on that link to make sure that you're quoting the right page. But I'm probably confusing you right now, and I apologize for that, but basically it's a way so you can pinpoint not only in the unofficial publication, but also in the official publication without actually having to go to that case. So read the textbook, read this page, use the viewpoint below in the commonly asked questions, and hopefully that will make more sense of it than I've done here. It's just so hard to discuss it in a lecture format without being able to kind of write on a bulletin board or something like that. So give it a try, but don't stress too much about star pagination.